Hey guys, and welcome to the Transformation Mindset Podcast. I am your mindset coach, Lucy, and this podcast is to advise you on my best mindset motivational tips, guide you into a growth mindset, and share with you any of the best tips I can find in optimizing your mental and physical health. Enjoy this episode, guys. Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be diving a little bit deeper. It's been a while since I've done a real deep and authentic episode where I'm talking a little bit more about myself rather than just giving you guys tips and tricks. There will be a few tips and tricks in here, but it is going to be a bit more of a me using my platform to let you guys get a little bit more of insight into me rather than it just being me digging into you and trying to help you piece your life together. But before we go ahead with this episode, if you could do me the honor of taking 2 seconds, whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, pause it, give it a like, give it a rating, give it a review, potentially share it on your stories, share it on your platforms. It is the only way for this podcast to grow, and it's the only way that I can get into the ears of others who are actively seeking help just like yourself, and for the tips and the tricks, and for me to connect with other people on this journey. So if you can take a second to like, rate, share, that would be, you have no idea what that would mean to me and this little podcast. However, let's move on to the podcast itself. So in today, we are doing some real talk. And in complete transparency, I've not been okay. And I've not been okay for a while. But I have just gotten extremely good at being proactive and carrying on and being strong, putting my head into work, putting my head into clients. And, you know, there's always a silver lining. There's always something to learn. There's always something to, regardless of how tough things get, there is always something that you can take from it. However, the reality is, even people like myself, now I am someone who I deem almost unshakable. And that is something that I truly believed for up until around, I would say, 3 or 4 months ago. I truly deemed myself as someone who was unshakable. You know, I felt that I am very much in control of my emotions, I'm very much in control of my thoughts, and I am definitely in control of my behaviors. And I'm extremely self-aware because of everything that I've learned, everything that I've practiced, and everything that I educate. Because the reality is, everything that I put onto this podcast and everything that I teach to my clients, I practice myself. It's not something that I've just taken from somewhere else and, you know, I just pass on information. Like, yes, there is a part of that, but the information that I've taken on board, I've listened to so many podcasts, I've read so many books, I have done so many seminars, webinars, courses, and every time I walk away from any of these, I take the lessons that I feel align with me, I put them to practice, and the ones that I know that work for me, I can't always say that it's going to work for other people because it's always going to be super subjective, isn't it? But it's always going to be super subjective. However, they work for me, and I know that there's other methods that potentially would work better for other people, but let's move on. Apologies, I had to put Pablo in his corner because it was interrupting my podcast and interrupting my flow. But yes, everything that I've taken from books, podcasts and things, I have practiced and implemented myself. And those are then the things that have worked for me that I then pass on to other people. And most of them, for the most part, have worked for all of my clients and anyone else that I pass on information to. However, even people like myself, you know, what you look at a PT, or if you look at a teacher, or if you look at it, anybody who's a special, that there are, they specialize within a particular area, they're still going to have difficult days in those areas, because at the end of the day, we also have areas in which we need to grow and learn and progress. And for me, if I'm being perfectly honest, at the end of last year, I went through quite a significant change in my relationship, which then led to me leaving my home, leaving my friends, leaving the family that I'd built over 3 to 4 years, specifically through lockdown. I lost all of it. And I went from one end of the country back home to where I come from in Scotland, to losing the only real family that I had. So when I then decided to move somewhere new for myself and start to build a life for myself, and to be in complete transparency, my home life back in Scotland is not easy. I had to sleep in my car over Christmas, and you know, I did lose one of the most important people, well, the most important person in my life. So I went through a lot of loss. And when I went back to Scotland, I was hit with the reality of what my home life really looks like. And I had to go into full survival mode and make the necessary decisions to put a roof over my head, make sure that me and Pablo were secure. And I did it. But because there was a lot going on, I didn't allow myself an awful lot of time to really process everything that had happened. So I processed the lot once I got to my new place and I moved in, and I, you know, kind of got over that brief excitement of the fact that, you know, I did it all on my own. And I had a roof over my head, which I was extremely proud of. There was still that sense of, you know, I then realized how, you know, I was in an apartment all on my own, and that allowed everything that had happened to kind of catch up on me. And when it started to catch up, I did have a few dips, of course. That's a lot of loss and a lot of grief to go through in a short period of time. I dug myself into work, and I dug myself into getting proactive with making sure that I could maintain keeping this roof over my head. And shows were starting, put myself into a prep. You know, I kept myself distracted. I didn't let myself sit for too long in the place that I was in. But unfortunately, that has a shelf life. As I said to my best friend, Max, you know, my approach normally is the smile and wave approach. You know, if I'm having a difficult day, which we all have them, normally I would just do the smile and wave. So I would put a smile on for people, you know, pass by the conversations and deal with it. Like, I would then deal with each problem as they arise, in the way that works best for me, my body, and my process. And my progress. Sorry, not process, progress. Because again, very self-aware. So usually I am extremely good at all of these things. However, this time around, it was very different, because it was a lot to process. A lot, like, the people that I would usually have gone through these processes with were no longer there. And I felt very alone. Now, I am very independent, so being alone is fine. Being on my own, working on my own, training on my own, things like that. Like, I've taken myself on holiday, I've taken myself to concerts by myself. Like, all of these things are normal. But I've never felt that lonely before. And I felt I had so much to process and so much to go through, but the people that I needed to go through it with were not there. And I found that extremely challenging. And this is the first time I have been really physically, mentally, emotionally challenged in a long time, which is good. you know, it's an area for me to progress in. It's growing pains, as I like to call it. That doesn't mean that it's easy. And the reason I made this podcast episode is the fact that, like, every time I give you guys tips and tricks, or I'm trying to give you advice and guidance in particular areas, and this goes out for my clients as well, each time that I tell you to do something, I'm not sitting on the other side of it thinking that what I'm giving you is easy. I know that it's not. I know what it feels like to find it impossible to get out of bed, to truly let the emotions completely absorb you. Where, if you know, if you have emotions of depression, if you understand what depression feels like, you go completely numb. You're not connected with your spiritual self. Your spiritual self. The way that I like to describe it is if you have the battery on your phone, change the battery for me to my love and connection battery. That is currently empty. My love connection battery has nothing left. And because I'm an empathically driven person, that fuels everything that I do. And on the flip side to that, I am absolutely horrendous at being vulnerable. I'm horrendous at contacting friends. Because the fortunate thing about it is, I am extremely lucky. Like, I am so blessed with the circle that I have. The circle's small, but the circle is absolutely beautiful. However, because I am that person that people look to be mentally strong, to be in control of my emotions, to be the positive one, to be the proactive one, to be the expert, as I know people view me this way, it then makes it a bit challenging for me to then almost let that image of me down. And that's a bit hard. That's probably a really harsh way of saying it about myself. And I'm not saying it in a harsh way, but I mean that because people view me this way, I don't want to taint that. I think I've done an episode in this before, but something that's extremely important to me is that my legacy is that I want to be remembered for being positive. I want to remember for being a positive influence on other people and helping them with their journeys and helping guiding them through their paths. So to admit and show the vulnerable side that I've let it get so bad on my part is somewhat embarrassing and makes me feel a bit of a fraud that I've let my own battery run so low, but still try to maintain charging other people's. It's the simple analogy which people use quite frequently is that I have literally poured so much into other people's cups whilst I've been trying to go through a lot of grief, a lot of loss, a lot of heartbreak, that I've left myself with nothing. I've completely tapped out. I have got literally nothing left for myself. And the few scrapes that I have left are going into my clients. They haven't even gone into friends. They've not gone into family. They've not gone into me. The scrapes I have left, I save for my clients. And this is the reality of you have to look after yourself. And that is the point and the purpose of this episode, is that, you know, as I said, there were going to be a couple of things that I guide you with in this, but it's also to show complete transparency that last week for me was where everything really came to a head and I realized how far I've let this go. And how much I've lost a lot, a big chunk of myself along the way. because I haven't prioritized me, because I haven't prioritized my self-cares and prioritized topping myself up by being vulnerable, which has now changed. I have been totally open and totally honest with my small circle. They now are the people who need to know how bad things have gotten, know how bad things have gotten. And I have been totally open and I've been totally honest because it was important for me to express that. It was important for me to bring them into that bubble because they are the ones who can now help me rebuild that battery. And they have been, and they've been fantastic. And again, I am surrounded by the most beautiful people who have helped me through this part. And I reached out to them because I knew they were the people to do it. They were never going to judge me. They were never going to criticize me. They were never going to view anything that I said as an act of just looking for attention or anything like that. They know me to my core and have been able to start helping me recharge that battery. And that was the biggest self-love that I could have shown myself, is showing vulnerability to the people who care so that I can start making amends. So yeah, as I was saying, that the purpose of this episode is to show you that no matter, just like a muscle, your mind, your emotions, both of these require at least once a week a solid check-in, a solid session on the mind and your emotions, making sure that you're keeping them in check, making sure that you're monitoring them. And if there's anything that you need to go through with the people that you care about, do it. Do the things that make you feel good. Do the things that are going to keep you topped up, and stop pouring so much into other people that you forget about yourself. It is not selfish. It is not selfish, because this, I am living the proof of the fact that I cannot give the people that I care about the most my best because I have nothing left. So they now have the shell that needs to be topped up, rather than the flamboyant, positive, excited, proactive, attentive, normal, supportive, normal version of myself that they get. They can't have that right now because I don't have that. So if you take anything from this episode, this is that we are all human. You are not invincible. You are not unshakable. We are all going to be shaken at some point with something. But don't view it as a weakness. View it as an area for you to improve. It's another thing for you to learn about yourself. But also that do not deprive yourself of the love, the care, and the nurturing that you would be providing for other people, because you cannot maintain the amount of care you put into others without putting some into yourself first. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Believe me, I have tried. But I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you hear this episode in the way in which I've intended, and I will catch you all in the next episode. Lots of love.